Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Dalet. As we finish up the second parak of Maseches Gittin, the second of nine, and we continue discussing the issues of bringing the get and Havas HaGet, and we had a little bit, and we're going to have a little bit today of Shlichus, which is a major topic that comes up later in the Masechta. The fourth parak is called HaSholeach, and the later prakim, the sixth parak, has a lot to do with Shlichus. But now let us get back to what we were talking about, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that even though there are women that are not generally assumed to try to get the woman in question in trouble, and that's why there are five women that are not allowed to believed to say Meis Baila, even though we have flexibility, the last couple of Prakim and Yevamos, that we trust very low-level edus in order to allow a woman to get remarried. These five women we don't trust because we're worried that they're just pretending and they want to cause problems for this woman, and therefore we don't trust them. But even though we don't trust them in that case, we do trust them in the case of Havas HaGet, because Haksav Mochiach, the Mishnah said, she said they're holding the get. So in a case of Meis Baila, they have no evidence. But by the Ksav, there is evidence, and therefore their testimony combined with the get, we assume is going to work by Havas HaGet. But the Gemara asked the Brisa. The Brisa says the opposite. V'atanya kishem she'ein ne'emanus lomar meis baila, kach ein emanus lavigita. They're not believed, even though every Jew generally has a cheskas kashrus. But here, that outweighs it, right? Expected relationships we have to take into account, right? The poskim suggests that every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. Where does that come from? Where does the chesed kashrus of every Jew come from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Everybody is created B'Tzelem Elokim. So everybody at root has that connection to Emes. Right? That's the also the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Sanhedrin, the Asher Gazak Adola, were Mevatel the Avodah Zarah for the Eitz Sahara for Avodah Zarah. And how did they know? There was a petek that came down from Shemayim, and Emes was written on it. Emes is a symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, also Emes symbolizes strength and stability. Aleph being the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Tav being the last letter, and Mem is right in the middle. It's stability, it's grounded. And that's why Emes, each of the letters, have two legs. Aleph, Mem, and Saf. Unlike Sheker, all the letters are next to each other, Kufre Shin, and also they're pointy at the bottom, right? The Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim, as is stated. So Emes is the Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is created B'Tzelem Elokim. All different pshatim, what that means in Parshas Bereishis, B'Tzelem Elokim. Some say the Meshech Chachma says B'Tzelem Elokim means we're created with Bechira Chavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever he wants to do. Lahavdil, so do we do whatever we want to do. B'Tzelem Elokim. But another idea is that we're created with a little MS. And that's why every person has a Cheskas Kashrus. But given all of that, still, if Bezdin, if we could assume, and if we have to be nervous that somebody has a reason to have a vested interest in causing problems, in lying, then we're not allowed to trust them. So that's these five women. And that's also could be the psul of Nogei Bedavar and the psul of Karov, possibly, even though not always, because we know Moshe and Aaron, the Gemara says, also would be psulim. But either way, that's what the Gemara says, that even though there is a cheskas kashrus, we would not believe them by Meis Baila. But our Mishnah says, Havas HaGet, we would, but the Braisa says, we wouldn't believe them there either. So, Machlokas, Rav Yosef and Abaya, two answers. Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Kasha, Kan Ba'aretz, Kan B'chutz La'aretz. There's a difference between whether one of these five women are bringing the get from within Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. In which direction does it go? As follows, says Rav Yosef, Ba'aretz, Delavati, Bura, Dital, Kasam, Chinan, in Eretz Yisrael, where she doesn't have to say, B'faninach, L'faninach, Tam, as we discussed at length. So Mehemna, she's believed. Basically, she's just bringing the get. She doesn't have to say anything, and therefore we believe her. B'chutz la'aretz, da'adibura didaka samchinan, but from chutz la'aretz, where she has to say, b'vadinachtam, b'vadinachtam, and we would really have to rely on her, lo mehemna, then we wouldn't believe her. Right? That is Rav Yosef's distinction. Amalei Abaya, adaraba. Abaya says, no, exactly the opposite. If Chamistav, I think the opposite makes sense. Ba'aretz, di'i asi bal ma'arer, mashkechinan bay, in Eretz Yisrael, where she doesn't have to say b'vadinachtam, b'vadinachtam, and therefore if the husband comes, the husband's going to have power, and we're going to have to go find Edim for Chasimos. Di'asi bal ma'arer, mashkechinan bay, we would believe him. Di'ika lemeimar, likil kula kamachavna. So therefore this woman in Eretz Yisrael knows that a later ear or by the husband would mess up this woman. So therefore, that's where she could really cause damage, and therefore lo mehemna. For Meretz Yisrael, she would not be believed, because she could end up causing a terrible state for the woman. But b'chutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, she has to say b'vani nacht b'vani nacht. And once she says that, then this woman is scot-free. Even if the husband comes, he's not going to be believed. That was the whole takana. D'yasi bal ma'arer lo mashkechina be mehemna. So then she would be believed. Meaning once she gets over the hump and has to say it, so there's not going to be any problems, because the husband's not going to be able to come anymore, and therefore it is not a problem. Machlokas of Yosef and Abaya, which direction do you go to? We pass in like Abaya, that these women would be believed in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. Tani Kavasi di Abaya, there's also a Brisa that supports Abaya, again, who holds in Eretz Yisrael, they would not be believed, and in Chutz La'aretz they would be. Tani Kavasi di Abaya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, says the Tosefta, Isha ne'emenes lavi gita mikal v'chomer. Getting now to the other case in the Mishnah, which we're going to relate. Remember, the Mishnah spoke about two cases. These five women and the woman herself bringing the get. So now the Tosefta links the two. Rabbi Akiva holds that a woman could bring her own get. How do we know a woman can bring her own get? From a kal v'chomer, from the other women. The five women that are not trusted to say her husband died, but they are believed to say, they are believed to bring the get. She is believed to say meis baila, so surely, you see, she has more believing power, and therefore she surely should be believed to bring her get. And the Gemara says, it'll be makam shebasa, and once we're comparing the two, we compare them one more step. Mala halan, just like over there by the five women, if they bring it from chutz la'aretz, tzricha sheyomer b'fani nechta v'b'fani nechtam, they have to say it. Afi tzricha shetomer b'fani nechta v'fani nechtam. Right, even we mentioned Iran yesterday, in the Pnei Yeshua, that she might have a migu, she could just say, I'm divorced, but still, no, that's the takana, she has to say it. But what do you see from there? We're talking about a case of chutz la'aretz. We're talking about saying b'fani nechta v'fani nechtam. That's Abaya. Abaya says that these five women would be believed bringing it from chutz la'aretz, but not from Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara, the Brisa, assumes. That's what the Gemara assumes that the Brisa is holding. The Ramban also notes here, what do we even need the kal v'chomer for? What's the reason that we wouldn't believe this woman? Says the Gemara, because by the women pirish, says the Ramban. Benashim elu b'chutz la'aretz pshita le'taima d'abaya. Abaya is true that once why should we be nervous about anything? Once they give their testimony, this woman is home free. There's no way that she's going to have any problems in the future. So the five women make a lot of sense why we would believe them. Aval isha atzma misafkale b'chutz la'aretz. But the woman herself, we should be nervous. Why? What's the whole reason a woman is believed to say meis baila? Because we know daika uminsava, as the Gemara says. She's going to check this out very well. Why? Because if her husband walks in, there's no contradicting. No matter how much she proves that her husband died, if her husband walked in, there is nothing that she could say, and there's mamzerus, and there's terrible consequences. So she has that over her head, so daiku mitzvah. That does not apply by our case. When she brings the get from Medina Sayam, so there is no daiku mitzvah. Why? Because if the husband walks in, she could still lie. And she could still say, you gave me the get. So you don't have that reality that is going on her side. Of daiko mitzvah, so that's why the Ramban says we need this kal v'chomer. By the five women, there's reason. Abai is right. Meaning once they say this, then there's no reason that she could get messed up. So of course we're going to believe them. But the Isha herself, Shema Masafkale, right? Isha Asa Masafkale, b'chutz la'aretz shar yesh lacha Shema Eineha Nasna Ba'acher. Right, maybe she wants to get married to somebody else. And therefore, there is a nervous here. You don't have chomer sheichmarta basofa hekalta b'tchilasa. You don't have, if the husband walks in, all her children are going to be mamzerim. So therefore, we assume that she's not going to want that. And therefore, we can be makot at the beginning of the process because she's going to have that. But we know that the Ramban says that she doesn't have that here. That's what we need. That's why we need the kal v'chomer. Continues. Interesting, somebody I saw this week that kal v'chomer, right, how many of the Yud Gimel Middles are mefurish in the Torah? Kal v'chomer. Right, the Medrash says there are 10 kal v'chomers in the Torah, but one of them is in this week's Parsha. Right, we know Moshe Rabbeinu, if the Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, is Paro going to listen to me? So it's mamash a kal v'chomer. See, what's the source of a kal v'chomer? It's in the Torah. So it's ironic. The only one, and maybe the weakest one, of the midos is kal v'chomer. Because that one is based on logic, and you can darshan that one yourself. You don't need a mesorah for that. But we know that in onshim in adin, you can't be given punishment based on a kal v'chomer. I can't act based on that. Why? One of four reasons we mentioned. It could be my kal v'chomer has a pircha. The logic isn't perfect, or maybe the chomer case is so much chomer, it's not enough to give the punishment from the kal to the chomer. There are various suggestions given why ein onshim in adin. But either way, kal v'chomer on the one hand is the weakest, is the lowest on the totem pole. I don't need a rebbe. I could darshan it me'atzmo. But on the other hand, it's the one that's mefurish in the Torah. It's the one that we find, right? We find it in Bahaloscha, by Miriam, how long she has to sit. Let's call him Shivas Yamim. Kal v'chomer l'shchina. So we find that the Medrash goes through the 10 kal v'chomers that we have. But either way, this is a kal v'chomer right here, in the Tosefta. And either way, we brought the Tosefta to prove Abaya, that the five women, when they're believed from Chutz Laretz, they're not believed from Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also proves Abaya, that we're talking about Chutz Laretz. Why? De Katani, because the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Atzma Mivi Gita, Uvavashi, Titzricha Lomar, V'chulu, B'fanev Anechtav, Shvamina. So you see the last line of the Mishnah is talking about Chutz Laretz, because we're talking about B'fanev Anechtav, B'fanev Anechtav. So it must be the earlier case also is talking about B'fanev Anechtav, B'fanev Anechtav. Says the Gemara of Rav Yosef. What about Rav Yosef? So Rav Yosef argued on Abaya. Rav Yosef said that the women are believed in Eretz Yisrael, because we're not relying on them right now. Lamaisa, the root of the machlokas seems to be, do you focus on the now or do you focus on the future? Right now, do these women have to say anything from Eretz Yisrael? No. Okay, they're not doing anything, so just believe them. From Chutz Laretz, they have to say something, so we're not going to rely on them. Well, Abaya looks at the future. Abaya says, no, once they say something, so then they're not messing her up for the future. And in Eretz Yisrael, they are. So that could be the machlokas. Do you focus on the words or the results of their words? But back to Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says they're believed from Chutz La'aretz. They're believed from Eretz Yisrael. Reisha v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz v'siyasa v'aretz. So according to Rav Yosef, the cases switch. Reisha here means the Mishnah we had yesterday. Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Those are the cases of everybody can bring the get except for a charishat v'katan. That's talking about Chutz La'aretz. And now the five women, according to you, Rav Yosef, are talking about Eretz Yisrael. And then the end of the Mishnah talking about the woman herself is talking about Chutz La'aretz. So it's different cases, ABA, right? Reisha v'seva chutz laretz b'siyasa v'aretz. The Gemara answers yes. In Reisha v'seva chutz laretz b'siyasa v'aretz. Yeah, that's fine. That's what I say. You have to switch the cases. Mimai, why does Rav Yosef say that if it seems difficult to put into the words? Mi diktani, because when the Mishnah says, ma bingel lemisa shaksav mochiach, veloktani shaksav upe mochiach. Doesn't mention anything about her saying anything. So Rav Yosef says, that tipped me off, that this first case of our Mishnah is about Eretz Yisrael, where she's not saying a word, because it's just talking about the get, not talking about anything that she said. Rashi points out that Abaye is not bothered by that, because he would say, the ksav along with the pe. You don't have to say everything exactly. See Rashi on the fifth or sixth skinny line, Ula Abaye lo istrich lemisni ksav upe, tahachi mashma, ma bein ped de get le ped de misa. She's talking in both cases. The difference is the added point of the ksav. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Ha'isha atzma mevias. We had a machloka samaroim. What was that Mishnah talking about? About the five women. But now we get to the last case. The woman herself. A woman can bring her get and say, b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtav. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. Isha, michimati. We said yesterday she could claim that, oh, I was divorced. Forget claiming. Shouldn't it work automatically? She is holding her get. Isha michimati gita liyada igrashala. Isn't she divorced? Right, she's saying b'fani nechtav, she's holding her get. What more needs to be done? If a woman is holding her get, shouldn't she be believed? There is a machlokas rishonim. Does a woman have to say anything? If a woman comes and says, I'm divorced, here's my get. Does she have to have any claims? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and other rishonim. If you look at the Rambam and Perek Zion, the Rambam at length says that a woman has ne'emanis. Very long Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalet. The Rambam says, Avalim lo hisna aleha ela nasan lagita. If a woman is given her get, v'harei ha-get yotzei mitachas yada, Eina tzricha lomar klum. If a woman's holding her get, she has to say nothing. Faharihi b'cheskas megureshes. However, get she biyada kasuv ki hil chaso. V'ha'edim chasumin alav. That's it. If she's holding the get, she's divorced. Even if the get is in Mekuyam. When do we have the concept of Takana Drabana of Kiyam Shtaris? By Dinim Amanis, by others. But by get, right? If the woman's holding her get, we trust her. Ein Choshishin La, Shemazifa Oso, Shahare Eina Makalkelis Al Atzma. She's not going to ruin herself. The ode, Shoha Eidema Chasumin Al Aged, Hare Kimesh Nechgaru Edusum Abezdin. We had that earlier, back on Dav Gimel. Ach Isha Ma'arer. If the husband comes, okay, then you're going to have to say, you're going to have to verify it. But until the husband comes, if we have no reason to suspect anything, the woman is believed. Lefichach Namin Aged Bechaskaso, Vitinase, Ve'en Choshesh Hashem Yimsa Mizuyef. You don't have to say that. And then the Rambam says, Ukishem, Shein Choshishin Laze, Vechayotse Bo. We don't worry that it was written Shalol Lishma, or the Edom or Psulim, or any of the others. Ela Na'amido Acheskaso, Achi Yivada Shu Batel. You don't worry, not worry that the husband nullified the get before he gave it. Kachlo Nachish, Lolish, Liach, Valoli, Isha Atzma. Shaget, Yotzi Mitachas Yada. Shein Dine Isurin, Kidini Mamanis. The Rambam ends off. Don't compare. Dini Mamanis, you require Kiyam Shtaris. Hamosevechaver Lava Raya. The Rabbanan said it's got to be Mekuyam. But when it comes to get, a woman has her get, she's believed. Period. The Rambam has 20 lines emphasizing that Shita, a woman is believed. Right, the whole idea of Kiyam Shtaris is where it's coming from Dita Sayam and it's coming through a Shliach. But if a woman herself is holding her get, then she doesn't have to say anything. And not all the other Rishonim agreed. The Ramban and others aren't so clear. You know, we want to make sure this woman has strength behind her, and therefore we might require kiyam. What do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Osif Tes. Hotziya get mitachas yada. Va'amra gershani ba'ali bazeh. A woman takes out her get. That's the case that comes up all over Shas, right? Ksubis Chavez. A woman comes to the new town and says, hi, I was married, but I'm divorced. Right? Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir. So a woman comes and says that, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hareze Ne'emenes. V'tinase Miya, V'tinase Bo, Avavishen Mekuyim Bo. Quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Vilgan the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva says that yesh chokim al ze shein latir l'nasi yadei get shiotim dachas yadim lo niskayim v'udas arayvid v'harashba v'ayin no de b'yehuda shekasav av shebishulchan aruch v'idas arambam ein b'yadeinu lohakel neged gdoli aposkim hamachmirim amnam, right, he says l'chadchilo, you should not just rely on the woman, you should verify the signatures before she gets remarried. Amnam im aget mekuyam av shein makir chasimes dayane kiyom yesh lahatir. Okay, if you don't recognize the Dayanim, who were Makayim. But that's an important machlokas regarding a woman herself. But that's what the Gemara here asks. What do you mean that a woman is going to have to say, v'fanechta, v'fanechta? She's holding her get. Isn't she already divorced? Says the Gemara, you have to come up with a new kimta that she's not divorced yet. So, a couple of suggestions. Amar avhuna, ba'omer lotis garshi bo, ela bifnei bezdin ploni. Rav Huna says, maybe it's a case where the husband says, you're not divorced until you go in front of such and such a bezdin. Says the Gemara, sof, kimati asim igrashiba. So then right when she gets into that front of that bezdin, she's holding her get, she's divorced. So still it's automatic. So, ela am Rav Huna bar manoach mishvei derav acha, v'rei derav ika, da am ala, kimatis hasam, asnechei ha'ara v'shakle. Right, honey, this is your get. As long as you go there, you put it down, then you pick it up. Then you're divorced. So the Gemara says, that's also a problem. Why? Because now, where's the Nesina? You need a Nesina from the husband to the wife. So, in the other country, he did. But now, what's he saying? He's not divorced unless she puts it down and then picks it up. That's the case of pick up your get from the ground, meaning no nesina. If the husband says, oh, there's your get, you can take it, go take it. That doesn't work. You have to have a nesina from the husband to the wife. So that also doesn't work. So, Ella da Amar La, how about this try? Havi shliach laholacha adamatis hasam. Be a shliach laholacha of bringing the get until you get there. V'chimatis hasam. Havi shliach lekabala v'kabli esgitech. Right when you get there, flip your status. Become a shliach lekabala, and then it'll be yours. That's the Gemara's suggestion here. Wow. So what is that? The Gemara does not ask on this, where's the Nesina? So where's the Nesina? The Gemara asks a different question, which we'll see. Says the Rishash, you see amazingly here, the switch of her status is called a Maisa Nesina. That's what you see. The Gemara is not bothered. The Gemara in the previous slide said, oh, where's the Nesina? Here, she's holding her get, she switches statuses, and now she's divorced. How'd that work? Why is that called a Nesina? Says the Rishash, V'tzarech lomar, hold the mishapeches, mishliach loholacha l'shliach kabbalah, havi ki'ilu masar shliach holacha l'shliach kabbalah. It's as if the shliach loholacha gave it to the shliach l'kabbalah. The al-karachach tzarech lomar, din is talik shem shlichus holacha mimena ata l'gamrei. She's no longer a shliach at all. De'im lo kein, leka mesira. Masha'enkin shliach acher, aftenasa shliach to take if shliach la'achirim, mikol makam shem shlichus harishon gamkin l'sar mimenu. If, let's say I make a shliach to do two things. Do A and then do B. So once he's doing B, he's not, the shlichus that he did A, he's still called a shliach A. He's a shliach A that did what he was supposed to do. But that title doesn't disappear once I'm doing part two of my job. But says the Rishash here, you have to say it's disappeared. Because if you don't say the first status disappears, then there's not going to be any kind of Nesina. That's his shaila. Then the Rishash says, so why does he even have to, why does he even have to make her a shliach l'kabbalah? Why can't she just be herself? Be a shliach l'alacha till you get there. And then be yourself. Avokasha l'may yitzrich lomar havi shliach l'kabbalah. Dai she yomar la, disham tistalek mimcha shem shliach l'alacha, v'tia av la'atzmacha, v'tebi kamo shemasar shliach l'alacha lo la'atzma. So he says in Echinami, it must be that that's lav davka. When it says there, be a shliach l'kabbalah, means or be yourself. Be a person who is being makabel to get. The Rishash says, in any case, but that you need that Rishash to fully appreciate this line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Vatzeh ukimta." The husband says, "Be a shliach l'alacha till you get there, and then be yourself, and then be a shliach l'kabbalah." Then the Gemara asks the following question, which there are many pshatim. What the problem is here? Says the Gemara, "That can't be why v'halochazra shlichus eitzel habal." What does that mean? The shlichus doesn't go back to the husband. Says Tosas. We'll start with Tosas, then we'll go with Rashi. Because Rashi quotes Tosas, then adds. Not really, but the pshat. Tosfos says, top Tosfos, shliach lo mikri ela ha-mishtaleach mizeh lazeh sheroi lachzor l'sholcho lomar asisi shluchusecha kodem she'azah shliach l'acherim. There's a requirement of shlichus, says Tosfos. After I fulfill my shlichus, I have to be able, theoretically, to go back to my sender, the mishalech, and say, done. I did it. So I have to still be the shliach after I did it, to then be able to go back and say, you know, send back the email, and with the tracking number, you know, delivered. I have to be able to do that. Here I can't, because right when she switches, she's no longer the shliach l'olacha. She can't finish her shlichus and then conceptually go back. She doesn't have to go back, but conceptually have the ability to go back. Right? That's a requirement of shlichus, and there you can't do that. If you're, and again, with the Rishash, we really appreciate this even more, the second that the previous shlichus evaporates, so that undermines the whole concept of shlichus. Shlichus means you need to do something to then be able to go back and say, I did it. Maybe that's because that shows your independence. Maybe that shows your dependence on the mishaleach. We're not getting into the why now. But that's Tosfos's shot of the Gemara. And then Tosfos says, Uba kuntris lo pirishkein. But Rashi doesn't say this. If you read the first three lines of Rashi, it sounds exactly like Tosfos. But then Rashi adds, right? Says Rashi, lo chazer shlichos eitzel abal, shlichach lo mikri ela ha-mishaleach mizel azeh, sheroi lach zer eitzel sholcho, v'lo marasisi shlichusecha l'chavrach. Fine. So far, same. Vizu eina reuya lachzar, and this woman can't go back if her status has changed. Why? Shahare lo nishtalcha ela la'atzma. V'acharkach na'asis hi bal ha'maisa. Rashi's emphasizing something a little different. You know why she can't go back? Because she becomes a baldavar. You have to be an objective third party to be a shliach. Here you're a shliach, and then she becomes herself. Then she becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. She does something to affect herself. And therefore, that's why it is not going to work. What's Rashi trying to say? The way the stipler explains Rashi is, you can't be two opposite people. That's the problem here. It's not just that you're becoming a baldavar. Vinira says the stipler in Simen Chaf, The Rashi's al Sviro Soverkan to call Shliach Nikra Nami Baal Maisa She'enu Kiyad Amal Mishaleach. As we discussed at length in past Yerim, a Shliach, various forms of how strong of an approach you take, but a Shliach is a stand-in for the Mishaleach. And if he's a stand-in, how could it be, he play opposite roles? Shliach Lalach, Shliach LaKabbalah, you can't have the same person that does that. You can't have the same person bringing the get and then accepting the get. Ela Islay HaKalach Lasos Chalozeh. V'im Kain, Kishenase Lobasov Shliach LaKabbalah, Hari Yugamkin Kinase Bal HaMaisa Atzmo, Leni Kabbalah Saged, Ligirushi Abba Ha'isha. And then he can't be Ba'ale Maisa HaFuchos. And that's what Rashi says. So we have Rashi, we have Tosfos, other Pshatim. The Rishash here himself, the next piece of the Rishash says, he must have not had a Miri. The Miri here says a Beferish. You know what this requirement is? You're not allowed to have a husband appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. It's a specific Gerushin problem. You can't have a husband appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. That's what it means here. Chalo Chadashich Hazetzabal, Shliach LeKabbalah! That's the woman's domain. That's not the husband's domain. And therefore, a woman might be able to appoint a Shliach LaHava'ah. We'll get to that later in the Masechta. But, which is like a Shliach LaHalacha. But, a husband can't appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah. That is that's the question. One final point, and that is, you can't go through the Masechta without knowing this point. Right? The Gilyoni Hashatz of Yosef Engel here quotes, who does he quote? The Maharam Padua. Why do we call Gerushin Gerushin? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? So that's in the second half of his piece. First he says, what's the source for Shlichus Eitz Labal? Why do you need the ability to go back? So he says, because you find in the Torah two verbs, Shiluchin, Lishaleach, and Lagarish. Shliach is generally used when you go and you come back. Gerushin is go and permanently pushed away. Where do you find that? Noach sends out the Yonah and the Orev, right? L'shaleach, that's generally, it's a shiluach to come back. V'yegarish osam me'ez p'nei paro, right? He's pushed, I don't want to see you again. Gerushin is separated, I don't want to see you again. Where's the first time Gerushin is used in the Torah? Right? When Adam and Chava get thrown out of Gan Eden. V'yegarish osam. So the emphasis of Gerushin being permanent and not go and come back, even though there's a concept of matzah grushaso. But to go and come back, that's what we call a gerushin. Because gerushin is final. Not only by Eishes Kohen, where it's halachically final, but that's how it has to be looked at. It has to be looked at with finality. And that's why he says, guf sheilaso. So first of all, that's the source for shlichus eitz labal. Where did Chazal know this from? By the fact that we call it shlichus. Shlichus means the ability to go back. Because that's the verb you find in the Torah. He finds that. Masha'en Kane, Gerushin. And then he quotes, Guf She'elaso, Madua Shafku Chacham Elashin Shiluach, Tichsib V'shal Chamibeso, V'nachu Lashin Gerushin, V'yeshlom Elafisha Lashin Gerushin, Muktam Batara Al Gerushin, V'yegarish Esa Adam from Gan Eden. And the Tanit Velio says, She'nasam Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gerushin Ki'isha. The Tanit Velio says, Hashem divorced Adam and Chava. That's the first, right, the Gro always says, look at the first time something appears in the Torah, to know the root meaning. So here, Gerushin, where's the first divorce in the Torah? Getting thrown out of Gan Eden. And that's where the word Gerushin was used, and that's why we use that to describe. Kiloho ilo lo tshuvaso, levato gzeres mos tamus. Even though Adam did tshuva, according to the Medrash, he can't get back into Gan Eden. Ula keshach zero le Gan Eden, kamo ata, de tshuva okeres achei, v'yadrava ma'afach l'schus, v'lochei nokar akasav lashin v'yigarish, v'lo namar v'yishalach esa Adam, v'akavana lomar sheshilcho shiluach she'ino chozer, v'zeo shenasan lo gerishin, ki'isha, shenikram gerishin lahoros al zehe yos ha-shiluach, shiluach she'ino chozer. Kain nirali. Gilyoni Ashas. Okay, let's continue. So we're still stuck. What is the case of the Mishnah, where the woman brings the get, and she's not divorced now? What the husband say? We haven't come up with a good answer yet. So, with an acceptable answer. So now we're continuing. Next suggestion. To Amar La, Have Shliach Laholach Adamatis Hasam, be a Shliach Laholach until you get there, and there, don't become one, but Vechimatis Hasam, Shavi Shliach LaKabbalah. Over there, appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah. We just have to come up with a case where she's not divorced yet. So here's a case. Be a shliach l'halacha, and then when you get there, appoint your own shliach l'kabbalah. Says the Gemara, Hani chalamanda amar. That works according to the opinion that says isha osa shliach lekabel gitam, yad shliach baila, that you could have two shlichim in one case. A woman can have a shliach lekabala, a husband shliach lelacha, then fine. El alamanda amar, but there is an opinion that says you can't have both in the same case. Ein ha'isha osa shliach lekabel gitam, yad shliach baila, ma'ikel ameimar, once the husband makes the shliach lelacha, the woman has to accept it herself. Not with a shliach lekabbalah. So according to that opinion, so this case doesn't work. So the Gemara says, it does. Why? Time am I? What's the whole reason that generally that man de amar holds you can't have two shlichim in the same case? Mishum deika bizayin de baal. The husband would be upset, meaning it's a bizayin. All right, though, the woman's going to say, yeah, I'm not going to go accept the get from you. I'll send somebody. It's beneath my covet to go get it myself. So husband's like, oh yeah, I'm a vatal to get. Right, so we might be nervous, bizayin the baal. But here the husband told her. Vacha baalo kapit, the husband told her. So here, of course, is not going to be a worry. So that case works. Right, the case where he says, be a shliach laholacha, and when you get there, appoint a shliach lakabala. Says the Gemara continuing. Hani chalamanda amra mishum bizayin the baal. If that's the reason, so then fine. El alamanda amra, but there's another daya. According to the opinion that says you're not allowed to have two shlichim in a case, why? Mishum chatzera habal achar mikan. Second time we've had that in 3 days. What's that case? Remember, the husband puts a get in a chatzer that belongs to his neighbor, and then the neighbor gives the chatzer to the isha. That does not work. Says the Gemara, according to one opinion, if you're allowed to have two shlichim in a case, so I might think that that's like a case of two shlichim. Right, the chatzer belongs to, it's the woman shliach, because she's going to get it, and it's the husband shliach. So that's why the Brisa says there's an opinion that says you're not allowed to have two shlichim in a case. So if that's true, why? Because that has a problem of nesina. That's not a case of two shlichim. There's no nesina there. So Michael Amemar, so according to that case, according to that opinion, we're back to the question. So Gemara says, okay. Final try. D'amar la. Havi shliach lo halacha adem matis hasam. Be the shliach lo halacha until you get there. V'chi matis hasam. Shavi shliach lo halacha. V'kabli es gitech minei. When you get there, appoint another shliach lo halacha. And then he'll give you the get. So that's the case that works, right? She's not being two personalities. She's not appointing a shliach le kabbalah. She's getting it herself. That is the accepted answer. Or a very similar answer, when you get there, don't appoint the other one, say in front of Bezin, and Bezin will appoint a shliach, and then they'll give it to you. Tosis point discusses, is there an afkamina between these last 2 days? But either way, that's what is accepted. It's not explicitly in the Gemara that we just read, but it might sound like it. The Noda Biyehuda. The Noda Biyehuda we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. The Noda Biyehuda says, even though there's no explicit Gemara, that you need to get divorced in front of a Beis Din. Our minhag today is to get a divorce in front of a Beis Din, but that's only because of practical considerations. Because there are so many details of Gittin, we want to make sure it's done properly, so a Beis Din does it. A Beis Din does it. Remember we had earlier on Daf Hey, Daf Vav, where was that Rashi here quoted the Gemara in Kedushin? Right, Hey Mabez. Our Gemara said, right, he quoted Rav Achi, who was the expert on Gittin. And Rashi there quoted the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Vav, that if you're not an expert, you can't be involved in it. Right, you have to have experts. So the Maisa, we, all of our Sidur Gittin today, are done in front of, generally done in front of a Beis Din. But Me'ikar Adin, there's no Gemara that says that. The Noda Biyehuda says it's Me'ikar Adin. The Noda Biyehuda has a tshuva where he says, based on a Rashi in the Sanhedrin Daveis, I think we discussed this back in the beginning of the Masechta, you have to have a Beis Din. Even though the Gemara in Baal Basra has the rhetorical line, Amar Abaya, Atu Kolda Megarish Bebe Dina Megarish? Sounds like some people do, some people don't. But this Gemara, what does it sound like? The husband says, don't be divorced until you go in front of that Beis Din. Does that mean you always need a Beis Din? He's just specifying? Or does that mean, no, you don't, he's making a Tanai. He can make it tonight whatever he wants. But this is a discussion of in the Achronim. Again, Me'ikar Adin, Rov Achronim assume against the Noda Biyehuda. There's no Rayas, but this Gemara, a little bit talk, he has a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, as we mentioned on the Pasuk by Gerushin, but generally we assume that is not required, but this Gemara, you know, hints to it, but not exactly 100% clear. Hadron Lachamevi get. So, Baruch Hashem, we finished the two Amevi gets, and now we move on to Kol get. says the Mishnah. Kol get shenechtav shelo l'shemisha, pasul. Any get that's written not l'shma, for the woman, that get's going to be pasul. What's the kol any get? Chassam Sofer says, any includes, even if there is a situation where the husband has an obligation to divorce his wife. What if it's an ashes ish shazinsa? Right, a woman who is mezaneh, willingly she has to get divorced. Or we discussed in Sota, does she have to get divorced or the husband is just not allowed to live with her? But let's assume there's a case like that, and the get was written. Says the Chassam Sofer, even there it has to be written l'shma. Don't think that just because you know that there's pressure here, that's automatically substitutes. No, every get requires l'shma. Doesn't matter which get. So kol get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Ketzad, for example, we have a couple of cases in the Mishnah. Haya over bashuk, somebody's walking in the street. Vishama kol sofrin makrin, and you hear from inside, you hear sofrin saying out loud, ish ploni megarish is plonis bimakim ploni. You hear dictation. The Amar, Zeshmi, Vizeshem Ishti, and the guy says, oh, that's funny, I want to divorce my wife, same name, so, Pasul Lagarishbo. That wasn't written for you, or for your wife, and therefore, Pasul Lagarishbo. Tosfos, in a few places, Tosfos here, Tosfos going over to the Amid Beis, Tosfos earlier on Daf Chaf discusses why this is true, if there is an opinion out there that Megillah Sota. Remember we had a machlokes whether you could cut out a piece of the Torah and use that for the Megillah Sota. There, it also has to be written l'shma. But there, some say it works. So Tosa discusses the requirements of Sefer Torah and Get. While Sefer Torah might be written for all needs, Get has to be written specifically to this man and woman. The l'shma here is not the same as the l'shma there. Tosa discusses it at the top, you turn the page, the top of Amud Beis. Tosa says, Sefer Torah, fourth skinny line in Tosa's, Sefer Torah kosef b'stam. L'kol ma shetzorach la'asos bo. Right? Sefer Torah is written for whatever you need. To learn from it, to use it for a sota. But here, if I get, it's written for a specific purpose. It has to be written specifically for the woman. So there's a lot more there, but just to bring up the issue. So that's the first case. He's walking by the room and he overhears. Yeser mikan, even more than that, kosef l'gari says ishto. V'nimlach, if a man wants to divorce his wife, and he writes the get, and then he changes his mind. Matzu ben Irova Amar lo shvi kishim cha v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha pasal agarish bo. Even in that case, you can't use it. We'll have to see in the Gemara what's the added chiddush in this case. Sounds like the same case, right? That's the first case. We'll see. Yeser mikan, even more than that. Ha yulo shtei nashim. A man has two wives. Vishmosayan shavos. And their names are the same. That's pretty confusing. A man has two wives with the same name. Would we even allow that marriage to take place? He doesn't know who he's being with. Right, same name. They're both married to Rachel. Two Rachels. Hi, Rachel. You know, they both come. Confusing. Okay, but either way, two wives, their names are the same. Kasav Lagarish is Agdola, Lagarish Bo Saktana. Meaning, even if he wrote it for his wives. Yes, sir, Mikan, even more than that, Amr Lalavlar Kasav La'eza She'erze. The man knows that. He realizes that having two wives is not appropriate. He violated Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom, so he realizes he has to divorce his wife. He's just not sure which one he's going to divorce yet. So he tells the sofer, write again, and I'll figure it out. I'll figure out which one I'm going to divorce. So, Leizah Sheretz Agarish, Pasul Agarish, but that's also Pasul. Why? The Gemara is going to say two words, Ein Breira. Ein Breira, which we know is one of the largest sugyas in all of Shas, and the Maharshal says it's one of the more difficult sugyas in all of Shas. It's Arucha Mine Yam. It's the Yamshar Shlomo and Baba Kama has about 20 pages on Kuntras Dine Breira from all over Shas, Gittin and Erevin and Nedarim, all the sugyas. But here, Ein Breira, what does that mean? Even if there is something that is clarified in the future, we are not allowed to see the roots of that in the past. We're not allowed to see the birur l'mafreya. That's ein breira. Yesh breira would be that we're allowed to see the roots of that in the past. And ein breira says not. And we generally assume halacha l'maisa, bidda oraisa, ein breira, bidda rabbanan, yesh breira. By dinim d'oraisa we say ein breira. And by d'rabbanans we say yesh breira, even though the Amshal Shlomo says there, it's not so simple. What that psak really means is that we go l'chumra by d'oraisas and l'kula by d'rabbanans. So if there's a chumra by saying yesh breira, then we would say that, even by a d'oraisa. And if there's a kula to say ein breira, then we would say that by d'rabbanans. It doesn't mean d'oraisa d'rabbanan, it means means really means lechumra by daraisas and lekula by derabanans. But either way, that's breira, and we also generally mention that breira overlaps with two other sugyas that go together. Also have to do with going back in the past. Breira, tnai, and asmachta. Tanai is also a condition that's going to, a condition in the future that's going to affect what I just did. And asmachta. Asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. I commit today based on a future event, the gambling issue. Right? I commit today based on the event that's going to happen in the future, and that's going to affect my commitment. So all of these sugyas are about future events affecting something in the past. So that's how they overlap. So we'll talk a little bit more about it soon, but let's first continue. Says the Gemara. Kosav Agari says Ishto Benimlach Vechulu V'Yala Reisha B'Mai. Aren't the first two cases of the Mishnah the same thing? Right, I'm walking by the house and I hear the Sofrim, you know, talking about a man and a woman that has my name also. And the second case is also like that, right? The same person in this, a different person in the city. So what's the difference between the first two cases? So Amar of Papa B'Sofrin Ha'Asuyim Le'Islamid Askinan. The first case of the Mishnah, it wasn't even written L'Shem Gerishin. It was just a sofer that was teaching the other scribes how to write. And that's why he was saying it, but just, you know, in a teaching mode, not in a real get mode. Amar Avashi Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you from the language, Diktani, Sofrin Makrin Veloktani Sofrin Karin. Shmami no. If it was a sofer that was reading, saying it outside, L'shem this woman, and then writing it, it was a Karin. Not makrin. Makrin is that you're reading it for somebody else. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. That you can't use a get that was not written L'shem Gerishin. Uma yeser mikan. So now we're going to see every case of the Mishnah as on a chiddush. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Lo zeshen echtav shelo L'shem Gerishin. Not only could you not use the first case where it wasn't even written L'shem Gerishin, ela av zeshen echtav L'shem Gerishin pasul. Even in the second case where a man wrote it for his wife, then decided not to divorce his wife, and he gave it to somebody else in the city with the same names. That was written L'shem Gerishin, that's also pasul. Velo zeshen echtav shelo L'shem Gerishin didei. And not only could you not use that one that wasn't written for his Gerishin, ela av zeshen echtav L'shem Gerishin didei pasul. What if he has two wives? And he wrote it for one, and now he wants to divorce the other one. Even that's no good, even though it was written for him. Velo zeh shelo nechtav shelushim gerishin ha, and not only that case, ela av zeh shenechtav lushim gerishin ha pasul. Even in the last case, where it was written for one of his wives, and this is one of his wives, also that's not going to work. My timer, why don't any of these work? So what's the source? Because of Vinasan Sefer Krisus Biyada, if the focus of the Torah would only be on the Nesina, Hava Minalim Utehech Kama, Dolo Avilushim Krisus, so then maybe only the first case would be excluded. Because that's not a get. Wasn't written to be a get. Avakasa Lagari says Yishtova Nimlach. Da Avilushim Krisus, Hema Kosher, but maybe the second case should be kosher, where it was written Lashim Gerishin. Kasav Rachmana, Vikasav. That's why he says, Vikasav, to teach me, it has to be written for Gerishin for this person. V'ikasav Rachmana, Vikasav. And if it only said that, Havaminalim Utehai Delo Iu Kakasivla. Then I would exclude if it was written for somebody else. Aval Yeshlo Shte Nashim, De Iu Kakasivla. But if he wrote it for one of his wives, Ema Kasher. Maybe that should be good. You can use it for the other one. Kasav Rachmana, La Lishma. Right, you can't use it for the other wife than it was written for. V'seifa lamali. So what about the last case where he wrote it for one of his wives and this is one? Hakamash v'lan de'ein breira. Ein breira, we don't say that it is mevurar. This does not turn into lishma. Tosfos has an important line here. Tosfos la'eze. This is a breira line. Tosfos in the little Tosfos. The Gemara mefarish b'shem de'ein breira. The omer ri. Da'afilu man desavar ba'alma yesh breira. Hachamodeh. Even in general, Yibreira is Machlokas Tanaim and Amoraim and Rishonim. Even according to the opinions that usually hold Breira works, you would be able to see the roots in the past. They would agree here it's not good enough. Hachamote. Mishum divakasav lo lishma mashma shiyehe mevurar bishas ksiva. Get as a higher standard. It has to actually, not just halachically we view it as if it's in the past, even Yesh Breira isn't strong enough for the vakasav lo lishma by get. That's Tosfos. Don't compare other cases of Breira to here. Here there is a higher standard, and therefore you have to say it has to be written for this case. Good. There is another Noda Behuda. We mentioned Noda Behuda a few times today, but there is a Noda Behuda. We haven't mentioned this one yet. It's an Evan Ezer, comma, Simin Sadi. It does not say exactly what the case is, but it's a case where the Noda Behuda wasn't sure which how to write a get, whether it's a name, how to spell something. So what do? If you have a suffix, how do you spell a certain name? So the Noda Behuda is talking to the questioner about giving two gittin, just in case. Two gittin, just in case. Says the Noda Behuda, well, let me tell you, even though the Ramah says, generally, don't do it. Don't ever give two gittin, the Ramah says. But the Noda Behuda says, I guess if you don't have a choice, he says, sometimes, he says, Yadam alaso, kshani no sein shnei gittin, ein darki lasos, v'chulu, ki chosh shani shevidaraisa kaimon l'chomer ein breira. Right? Which one's going to be the real get? Right? We can't just say, okay, whichever one you got. No, I'm nervous. V'lachain, says the Noda Behuda, this is what I do whenever I have to give to gittin. Min hagi, she'ein ani megalek klal lahabal, she'ish suffik begetzeh. I don't tell the husband anything. I say, here's the get. Give the get to your wife. He gives the get to his wife. V'ani masadir aget arishon. Ve'ein ani megalek klal lahabal lahasofer lo eidim she'tzarech od get. I just let him go through the process. Ukshabal kvar nosan aget liad isha. He had full das there. Azai ani omer lo she'tzarech get acher. Then after the whole thing is done, the Noda Behuda says, I say, oh, I made a mistake. V'zeh she'kvar nasan l'chinam nasan, she'ta'isi bo. I made a mistake, v'ani misader aget asheni, v'yazai b'chol pam abal nosin aget muchlat v'ein chashash breira. Says, I'm nervous about breira. The husband's going to think, whichever one, no. I need him to think this is the only one each time he gives the get. So I fake it. Right, so I guess, you know, if you know that this is another Behuda this way, you'll always have this in the back of your mind. But I guess it doesn't happen that often. And he says, by the way, this only works for the husband and wife. If there's a shliach, it's not going to work. Because if it wasn't a proper get, then it wasn't a proper shliach, and the whole thing is batel. But either way, that's the Noda Behuda about Breira and giving to gittin. Good, just one more section. And then we will stop. Kazal Garish is a dolly garish was aktana. What did the Mishnah say? If a man wrote a get to divorce his older wife, he can't divorce his younger wife with it. Same name. Ktana hu dolomasi magarish bay, hagadolomasi magarish bay. What's mashma though? He could divorce the one that he wrote it for. He just can't divorce the other one. Says the Gemara, Amarabas, also Maris, you know what you see from here? We're about to connect Gittin to Dini Mamanis. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Adran Birachas. You have two people with the same name, right? No last names. They live in the same city. Two Yosef ben Shimons, Motzi and Shtarchov, Alachirim. If one of Yosef ben Shimon has a star that says that you owe me 100, so then they could take that out. Right? Because you see from here, right, the get would be good even though you have two women living in the same house. Right? So too, if you have two Yosef and Shimons living in the same city, they could each take out, either of them could take out a shtar chov on someone else and collect. And either way, the guy can't say, I'm Yosef Echaber Olav Araya, because he'll say, I'm either collecting for me or for my friend, but either way, you owe the money. And therefore, it's not yours. So I'm Alei Abaya, but if that's true, says Abaya, El Mayata, Reisha, but what about the other case where the husbands and the wives are all the same, Tiktani, Shmi Kishimcha, case number two of the Mishnah. He writes a get for his wife, and he decides not to, and he gives it to his friend. Shmi Kishimcha, Pasal Agarish Bo, Sheini Udolo Mazim Agarish Bo, Haricho Mazim Agarish Bo, but the original husband has the rights to divorce with it, but 1 minute, Vaham Rinam, but we said in Baba Basra that the opposite does not work. Velo Acher Yacholozi Lehen Shtarchov. If I have a Shtarchov that says Yosef and Shimon owes me money, they each could push me off. Prove to me that I'm the one that's owed. So you see there that it won't work. So too, if you have two different men and women with the same names in the city, why should that be able to work? Right? I'm not sure if this was written for this husband or for this woman. Elamayis l'chalamemar, what are you going to say to get out of the problem? Be'ede misira v'rebelazari? You're going to have to say they're ede misira to solve any problems, Sachanami Beide Mesira Verbalazarhi. Just like over there, it only works with Eide Mesira, so too over here, it must only work with Eide Mesira. And if they're Eide Mesira, then even if they're the same names, the Eidim know which people are involved. Right, this relates to the Tosis that we mentioned 2 days ago about the Eidim recognizing who the parties are. We have that Tosis Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Maybe that Tosis says there that the shliach should know the husband and the wife. Now we're talking about the Eidim recognizing the husband and the wife, the Eidim Asira, because you have to know. But Tosis says here, be'Eidim Asira, aval Rabbi Meir, be'inan she'imuchach mitoch hachasim ha'shenechta v'l'shem zeh ish v'ha'isha. According to Rav Meir, you're going to have problems because it's not muchach from the chasimos who the people are. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Omar Rav. Meshem will continue with our march here in the third parak. More Brera issues coming up as we continue here in the third parak of Gittin.